WOKC News.
Sheriff says 710, a death funnel. With WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. Martin and Okeechobee County are working together to try and make Route 710 safer. Martin County Sheriff John Budenseek says they've had 39 fatalities on a 33-mile stretch of road in the past few years. He says the FDOT needs to do what they did south of Indiantown with the section between Indiantown and Okeechobee.
Really, again, highlights how the design of the road has prevented these crashes. It's not that we don't have crashes down there, but they're not those nasty head-on crashes where people are dead right there, dead on the scene.
He says high speeds and poor driving has led to many fiery crashes where people burned alive in their vehicles and their deputies were unable to save them. County Commissioner Ed Ciampi says the road remains crazy dangerous.
What do we do in the meantime?
The novel A Land Remembered we know will be made into a miniseries this year, and one of the filming locations will be Highlands County. County commissioners signed off on allowing that. The principals of the show appeared before the county commissioners to discuss what they're doing. Kathy Tomko called it a really important project.
They have a heart for Florida. Everyone that comes into this project is meant to be. And I just say God is at the helm of this project and bringing our story to the world.
They note they'll have scenes from Alusty all the way down to the Everglades. The Okeechobee School Board honored the Okeechobee High School debate team. They competed in a national civics debate in Orlando. Orlando LaGuardia and Skylar Grimsley both finished in the top 20 in their division. 600 kids took part in the debate. The commission reported there are 576 students that receive state school choice scholarships that live in Okeechobee. There are 175 students who receive the scholarships from private schools. Over 100 students are homeschooled and are not funded by any scholarships. The Coquina Water Control District appointing a new board member at their March meeting. Sean O'Connell, a resident of the Viking area, who happens to be a previous superintendent of the Water Control District, will fill the vacant seat. It was left vacant when Jeff Hubbard resigned earlier this year. Okeechobee County Sheriff deputies able to solve a business burglary, a home, and a storage locker also were broken into. Edward Costin Jr. is facing charges of burglary to a conveyance, petty theft, criminal mischief, and burglar's tools. He was held in $22,000 bond. The burglary was in the 2200 block of Highway 441 Southeast. They found some stolen items in a carport in Okeechobee. They also found some of the stolen items in a tree in the lot next to the victims. Sheriff deputies listed in their inventory of stolen items more than 20 different things, including printers, various tools, electric grills, a bicycle, and a scooter. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.